Hello, I'm Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today, I'd like to talk about natural healing and how that can look compared to much of mainstream medicine, specifically the effects of medication. Much of the medicines at the pharmacy aims to stop symptoms without looking at the bigger picture, both regarding side effects and long-term effects. True, you might just need to stop symptoms sometimes without always getting to the cause, as that can often take time to identify, then finally treat. Pain that recurs on an ongoing basis is a good example. Be it headache, say, or back pain, two very common issues for people. Because these can be from a number of causes, it can be tricky to find the cause. So in the meantime, there's plenty of over-the-counter pain medicines available to people to use, like ibuprofen, naproxen, and Tylenol. These things can help reduce pain, but don't usually really deal with the why of the pain. Moreover, these medicines can be hard on the body, especially the liver and kidneys, which can come as a surprise to people, since you don't need a doctor's prescription to buy them. Indeed, Tylenol is the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. Of course, we're really seeing the huge drama of the problems with opioid pain relievers, and so at least we know to be extremely careful when using these addictive medicines. In contrast to these pharmaceutical approaches, natural medicines tend to take a little more effort, time, skill, and even some sleuthing around to find the cause of someone's problem. For example, if a pinched nerve is causing a headache, it can take some skill to manipulate the head and spine to correct the problem. But it can get at the cause. For someone else's pain, head or back, maybe it was an allergy or dietary issue causing the pain. And then this takes some effort to avoid the food, and or the body must then be coaxed to come into balance. Sometimes by time alone or something like hydrotherapy, to strengthen the body, to enable that balancing to happen. Sometimes it's incredible what balancing the body can do, as in the example of pollen allergy, with its sneezing and itchy eyes. There's a number of choices, even different classes of antihistamine drugs, to suppress a patient's symptoms. But then there's often side effects like drowsiness to contend with. Amazingly, though, often changing a person's diet can stop hay fever by detoxing a person from maldigested, previously eaten foods, which are stuck in a person's system and providing an immune reaction. This is basically the idea of an anti-inflammatory diet for things like arthritis, and works in a similar way to get quiet down the body's immune response. We can see the dietary connection with the hay fever response is similar to what we can achieve in autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, where the body is stuck in a pain response where we don't know what the response is until the body finally responds with a calming down of the pain after correcting the dietary issues, provided the body is sometimes given the tools to detox, like hydrotherapy or even fasting. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.